Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 134. Don't have a title for it, but I'll come up with something before long. Could be the Getting Her Done episode, because I am making progress. I have the circle of geese quilt into a sandwich. Basted, I think, is the verb we're looking for. I've basted. No, that sounds funny. I've basted the geese. It sounds like I'm making dinner. Well, anyway, it is actually ready to be quilted. I just have to figure out how to quilt it, how not to ruin it, I believe, is the real aim with this thing, because it's really cute. And thank you to all the twilters who, I believe it was on Saturday, were very helpful to me. I had some questions about how to arrange the blocks and got some great feedback. So thanks to everyone for that. I'm awaiting my Chinese red Kona fabric from the Fat Quarter Shop. They did not have it at Thimble Pleasures. I complain about that in one of the quilt diaries. But as soon as that shows up, I am binding my Irish chain, my red and white Irish chain, and it will be done. And I am assuming that by the next time I post an episode, I will have a picture of that. Right now, I've got a picture of the quilt top for Circle of Geese, but not the basted quilt sandwich, because that looks kind of painful with all the safety pins in it. And I also have a picture to share of my unsuccessful but kind of successful New York Beauty block. That is the block that got me and Jay off track. Well, I think I said that in one of the quilt diaries and amended it by saying, and we'll amend it by saying now, didn't get Jay off track, got me off track with the paper piecing. But now I am a paper piecer. I feel like someone should like give me a license or certificate or something. Just, you know, Francis style paper piecer. Anyway, I decided once I finished Circle of Geese, I'm like, all right, I want to give this block another try. Can I do it? And guess what? I did. Well, no, I did and I didn't. I got, so the New York Beauty, it is a beauty. It's such a beautiful block. But essentially, it looks like a sun with rays coming out of it, right? Long triangles, long pointed triangles of light coming out of it. And of course, what you're paper piecing are those long points of light coming out of the sun, emanating, as we say. And I got those, and it looks really cool. And I like the fabric, I like the colors. I'm very excited about it. But I realized that I was almost all the way done with the block, and I realized it's not square. And it has to do with the arc of the rays, that it doesn't arc. Would it be? I don't know. I don't know about arcs. I don't know about geometry. But essentially, it's not a square block. And so, you know, I've just got it up on the board. It's beautiful. I took a picture. You can see. Of course, it's one of my pictures, so not all the beauty will shine through because I'm not a good photographer. But nonetheless, it's beautiful. And I'll just use it as an element of another funky town kind of quilt that I'll make up sooner or later. I don't know. But when I realized, I was like, man, that's a drag. But the paper piecing worked out fine, and I'm just pleased that I could do it. So you will see a picture of that and the Circle of Geese top. And then next week, with any luck, the Irish chain. And what else? I have not even started laying out the mosaic quilt, although now I have the fabric to do it. It's just going to be a big project. I'm so bad. I'm so wimpy. It's like, ooh, that's going to be hard. I'll put it off for as long as possible. When, in fact, you know, it's like, as I found with the red and white Irish chain, wasn't finishing that quilting took 15 minutes, maybe 20. I mean, it wasn't hard. I don't know what it is with me psychologically. I have a problem. All is well here. Jack's getting out of school early. The upper school's closing at 2:30, and then the middle school's closing at 3, its usual time, in preparation for the non-snow that we've had so far. It's not snowing, but we're still... Listen, Durham Public Schools, they decided last night we are closing school 3 hours early tomorrow. And I don't think the snow's really going to start until 5. But we do not take chances here. Someone might get hit by a flake of snow, and good Lord, we can't have that. Yes, so anyway, I'm trying to think if there's anything to tell you that I did not tell you in the quilt diaries. I don't
think that I have anything beyond what I've just said. So let me thank people for their comments. I appreciate your comments so much. If you'd like to leave a comment on this or any other episode, go on over to the Off Kilter Quilt, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and leave a comment. I do love to hear from you. I heard from Sherry D. Walker Lady, who's trying to convince me that Fitbit isn't so much about competition as it is about encouragement. I don't know there. I don't know. I actually am a very competitive person. So for me, it's like I will catch up with Terry. Man, Terry is like number one in the pack by 50, 100,000 steps every week. I will never catch up to Terry. But it's good. It's good to have a little friendly competition where you have someone who is so far out ahead, but is leading you and who's making you want to try harder. So anyway, yes, and Sherry D does talk about motivation, and it is motivating when you see other people working hard. Oh, and she mentions knitting, and that she has tried many times, She does crochet a lot, but just doesn't do the knitting thing. So, on the Sandy team, I see the non-knitters. You know, and I do talk about, I've been catching up with Pam over at Hip to Be Square, and I see she's coming over to the dark side of the knitters. And, of course, Tanisha. Yes, so team knitters, go. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. I'm competitive. There's no competition. That actually, like, on Ravelry, a discussion group, it's called Yarnthropology, which I wish were more active because I like those kind of discussions, trying to look at things, the bigger picture, sort of the culture of knitting and craft. And there's been some discussions in the past there about sort of craft snobbery and knitting versus crocheting. And there seems to be like this divide. It's all very interesting. Anyway, crochet on, Sherry D. That's what I have to say to you. Keep crocheting. And actually, there's some stuff that I would like to relearn how to crochet. I knew how to do it once because there's some really cool stuff you can make crocheting that you can't do knitting. So there you have it. Anyway, moving on. I heard from Laura, from Jane, not my mom, Jane, but Jane from thingsthatarenotperfect.blogspot.com. And let's see. And she said, I mentioned last week that I'm reading Old Ways, which is about walking. And she said she thought she may have read that, but could not stick with it for very long. It's a hard one. It's one you just have to do little pieces at a time, I think. And in fact, I'm thinking, oh, I need to pick that up again because I have been doing a lot of walking lately. Also, a lot of dancing. I'm trying to get 12,000 steps in a day because I want 5 miles. See, I'm competitive. And the best way really to do that is after dinner is to dance, which also is good because it's been really cold and it warms you up. Heard from Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. Yay! And who says, I just stuck my fingers in my ears and hummed a little tune to myself while you were talking about knitting, so no contagion here. See, she's just stubborn. She's stubborn. Heard from Engineer Sandy. Who for my tagline says thank you for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt, where straight lines a state of mind. See, that's good. If I could remember to say that at the end of every episode, I think that would be a fine thing. So thank you. That's the best suggestion I've gotten, and I'm going to try. Heard from Kelly the Fifth. Was talking about the weather and the rain last time. And of course, Kelly is in California and they have a drought. I mean, it's an emergency situation and it's really bad. It's a long ongoing drought, and that is not good for certainly for the people in California, but for all of us, because California, you know, our fruits and vegetables during the winter months, that's where they're coming from. So let's all pray for rain and do the big rain dance. Boy, I wish it would rain there. And thank you, everybody, by the way. Everybody was very kind and said, yay, about my mom achieving remission. And we're still feeling yay. And she is starting on another quilt. She's just back into it. So that continues to be really good news. Heard from Emily, and she recommended Bomb Girls on Netflix as something to watch. And I haven't watched it yet, but I do have it queued up. So that's good. I am finishing up with The Good Wife, which I have enjoyed. Overall, I think, you know, it's I've binge watched it a little bit, although binge watching while quilting is a sort of strange or different sort of thing than if you're binge watching something while you're knitting or just sitting in front of the TV. Because when you're quilting, you're moving around so much and you miss stuff. And it's in some ways, you know, as much as anything, you just have voices for company. And yeah, so, but there are points where when you're watching just one episode after another, if you're working for a long stretch of time and the people start becoming kind of real, and then you start thinking, do I really want these people in my life? I don't mean, maybe, maybe not. And yeah, so I'm about ready to be done with The Good Wife, as good as I think that it is overall. Downton Abbey, by the way, it's really, I find it's been up and down, a little bit up and down. This past Sunday, I enjoyed it. I enjoy it when it sticks to the more domestic and less dramatic. I was pleased to see an evil glint in Mr. Bates' eye, because I get, this sounds terrible, but you know, he's so decent, so thoroughly decent, except every once in a while, you know, yeah, I mean, let's recall he was in jail, and you know, and of course, yeah, it was his wife's fault, maybe, but anyway, he's had some problems. I like seeing that little troublemaking glint in his eye, although I refuse to go through another trial. If he kills somebody, let him hang, I say. Anti-death penalty me. I'm just to get, let's get out of that cycle of Bates being in and out of trouble, right? But it is good for him to have something to chew on, as if you don't fall down, Abby, you're like, what? What are you talking about? Just, yeah, so I'll stop. But I do like it when it's just more day-to-day little dramas, as opposed to, it's World War One and here's how we're reacting. It's like, nah, it's less successful to me. Let's see. Emily wanted to know if I was doing Scrappitude, and I'm not, and part of me is like, oh, maybe I could go back and do it, but I'm kind of enjoying seeing what other people are doing, and one of these days I'm going to hop in on something. I'm such a bad joiner. And then I see other people having so much fun, and I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't join. Yeah, story of my life. That is the story of my life. So, there's so many other things we could chat about right now, but I've done plenty of chatting in the Quilt Diaries, so let us move on to that. But first, let me say again, thank you for everyone who left a comment or emailed. I don't think I got any emails this time, but I love hearing from you. And if you want to email me at F, as in Francis, Dowell, as in do well, fdowell@nc.rr.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And now, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Monday. No, it's Tuesday, January 21st. Hello. Welcome to my week. I don't mean to be braggy or anything. You know how last week I realized I'd finished all my mosaic blocks, which of course is a very different thing than, say, finishing the mosaic quilt, which could be years from now. But I finished the blocks, and that felt pretty good. Well, guess what I finished today that took me 15 minutes to finish, that has been waiting for months and months to be finished? The Irish chain, the red and white Irish chain. Yes, I had so little to do. And the question that was getting in my way of finishing it was, should I quilt the borders? There is, let's see, the borders are four cornerstones, which are just like the blocks, right? A nine patch, red and white nine patch. And I knew I would quilt that. And that I had those left. And then there are three, looking at it, I would say 2.5 inch strips per side, white, red, white. Okay. And they extend from the nine patch cornerstones, if you get what I'm saying. That's what I was wondering. Should I quilt them? And I've been studying Angela Walters and pondering and looking at pictures online. I went ahead today finally and finished up the cornerstone nine patches, which took, as I said, 15 minutes, very easy. And then I just pondered. I thought, you know, I don't really think it needs it. Now, there's been a time or two where I have opted not to quilt the borders and then thought, oh, I really should have. There's at least been one time where I felt like, oh, you know, it would look better with those borders quilted. But in this case, because the cornerstones are quilted, I don't know, I just felt like Don't have to. Don't think it needs it. I got Will's opinion, because Will actually has pretty good taste. And not actually has pretty good. He does. He has good taste and is good visually. So I said, what do you think? Does it need it? And he was like, no, he didn't think it did. And you know what? That is good enough for me. So done quilting. Yay! So now, of course, I have to do the binding. I always kind of forget that part. Like, I don't know. Like, oh, I'm done. Like, oh, no, I'm not done. I've got to do the binding. And then I think, oh, the binding. And I'm imagining the sitting curled up in a chair with my, thread and needle watching TV. I'm like, oh, yeah, that is part of the binding. It's the very last part. But there is the attaching of the binding and the actual making of the binding. So I still have, I don't think, like, I'll be done with this quilt tonight. Will I wash it? I don't know. It would be a risk. You know, red and white could be a pink quilt. It is a quilt I plan on hanging on the wall in my bedroom. And so wash or not wash? I'm going to ponder that. The thing is, if any of the white gets pink, I could just bleach it, right? Maybe. I don't know. I'll think about that. It's good quality red, but I don't know. But so anyway, so not being braggy, but yeah. Yeah, finished quilting that. I'm just like plugging and chugging along. What next? Well, the paper piecing is next. And then I'm not sure. Well, working on the mosaic, of course. And then also I want to finish the quilt, the block of the month quilt that my mom and I started not last year, but the year before. Is that right? Could that really be right? Yeah, it could be. It's me. It could be. So anyway, yeah, I got some projects. I got some stuff to do, but I'm feeling good about that. I'm feeling like I am making progress. Can I tell you, I've got my computer open. I'm going to mute it so you don't hear any pings or beeps or anything. And we have a listserv, the Duke Forest Neighbors listserv. And right now, the subject line for the discussion is cat litter recommendations. Yeah, and the first poster is tired of the film of dust everywhere, tired of the manufacturer's added fragrance, have four kitties, need something heavy duty, and Doug, who's often a participant, said, go see the folks at the other end of the leash, which is across from Main Street and Casbah. Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, that is kind of, I'm walking into the kitchen now. You're going to hear the radio and you're going to hear some bacon frying and really getting close to burning. That's not good. These here, sound effect for you. This is for a cooking light recipe. Let's turn this into a cooking podcast. Cooking light recipe, family favorite called, I will tell you, I'll turn off the radio, cheddar chicken chowder. And we've been making it 4 years, and yes, it does call for cooking two slices of bacon. Suspicious cooking light. No, but it's really good, and it is healthy, and bacon is good for you, and if you didn't know that, well, you've been missing out all these years. Wow, I really kind of got that bacon done very well. So, and now, for more sound effects, now into, yes, can that sound good? Can you even hear me? Chicken, onion, and red pepper. Yes. Very nice. We'll just let that do its thing. And I'll come back out here. Yes, enough of the cooking podcast. Don't even know where I am at this point. Bacon burning. That sounds like, a metaphor for something. I was talking about the kitty litter. It's probably illegal for me to read these to you over the air on my little radio show here, but we have the man has issued a long list of things, of course, issued this list only to me, of which he's no longer interested in hearing about on our neighborhood listserv, and it's really most of the topics that are discussed on the neighborhood listserv. Yesterday, there was a warning. There was a robbery, a car break-in on the next street over from us. And I'm very sorry these people got their car broken into. Their car, it actually wasn't, Things were stolen from their car. I believe the vehicle was described as unlocked and the driver had left her purse inside. And I'm sorry for that. We should live in a world where you can leave your car door unlocked and leave your purse inside and nothing will happen. I wish we lived in that world. We do not live in that world here in Durham, North Carolina, which is actually a very nice place to live, and I would recommend you move here right now. It's very cool. It was actually, by some, I'll look it up while I'm talking, if I can do so in a way that's not distracting, which is irritating, was number 4 most livable city in the United States. I'm going to my Facebook over here because I posted something about that. Fairly recently. Yes. Anyway, see, I'm getting distracted and you're going, come on, come on, come on. Just say what you have to say. Okay, I will. I'm going to pause. By livability.com called Durham the 4th best place in the United States to live after Palo Alto, California, Boulder, Colorado, Berkeley, California, and before Madison, Wisconsin, Miami Beach, Rochester, Minnesota, sorry, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Eugene, and number 10, Reno. Number 11, Rockville, Maryland. Interesting. I'm not going to read you all 100. But anyway, we're number 4. We're number 4. But even though we're number 4, you still can't come here and park and leave your car unlocked and your purse in the car. And sorry, I wish this woman's purse had not been stolen very much. That's a pain and feels like a violation. But at the same time, I'm just like, really, this, you're warning us about this? Like, really? Like, you know, like, why not warn us that we should tie our shoes before we leave the house in the morning? All right, I'm rambling and doing so in kind of a snarky, mean way. So I will stop because I just got on not to brag about, and I don't know if I have, I have to go through my website over on WordPress, my WordPress site, and see if I put up a picture of both the front and back. I think I probably did, but I had forgotten. This quilt has been hanging on my mannequin. It's sort of been draped on my mannequin for several months now. I don't even know. I don't even want to say how many months. See, I should wash it because it's been sitting there collecting dust. I had forgotten all about the back, and it's really cool. So I'll show, once I get it all put together and washed or not washed, of course I will get the man to take beautiful back and front photos, and I will post them, and then if you haven't seen the back, you will see the back. But I really like it. I should go stir my chicken. I probably should say goodbye, although I'm sure you want to hear the sound of cooking again and dream of doing your own cooking podcast. Where is Susan, the history quilter, when we need her? She could be doing... She always says, she sounds like she's a marvelous cook. I am not a marvelous cook. I can follow directions, and usually that's all you need to do. You know, I'm all about the recipe, but there are people who can just go, let me see what I have in my pantry, and then I'll put it all together in this fabulous way. Not me. All right. It's Tuesday. That's pretty good for me. I don't know if I'll get this up on. We're done with the Thursday myth. I did want to tell you I have 7,314 steps today. I'm going to get 10,000, which is going to mean walking around in circles in my house for a while because it's now dark. It's supposed to snow. We shall see. I will tell you whether it does or not the next time I post, which could be tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe by tomorrow I will actually have finished this quilt, which would be so excited. I can't think of the last time I finished anything. So this, did I say would be so excited? So exciting. I will be so excited. Yeah, to have a finish. Have one in the done column. Boy, something to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. All right, more soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. This one, sans bacon. I am sad to say. Sad to say. Now, you know what I'm sad about? So, the last few Saturdays, the man has been making the boys brunch, pancake brunch with bacon. And, you know, I'm kind of trying to lose a little weight, so I haven't been doing the pancakes. And, in fact, I have been not around. Last Saturday, I was getting my hair cut, and this Saturday, I went out to spend money on fabric and various crafty things. And I came back and I was thinking, maybe there'll be one piece of bacon left over for me, because I'm not against bacon at all. I think it can be part of a weight loss program. And I walked in, I said, it smells good in here. And Will said, yeah, we had bacon and Travis got a piece. I said, why did Travis get a piece? And he said, well, Dad dropped one. I'm like, ah, my piece. My piece got dropped. And the dog got it. Well, he's a good dog. He deserves a piece of bacon. Although Lord knows, I'm going to take him out later. It's Saturday, by the way. It's Saturday, January 25th, a month since Christmas, believe it or not. Seems like years. And it is, you know, I don't complain about the weather, and nor do I have reason. It's, you know, windy, chilly, dark, gloomy. But besides that, no, yesterday it was really cold, and I did take Travis out for a walk yesterday, and I am going to go in a little bit, and we'll see how that bacon affected our little furry friend. That's all I'll say about that. Anyway, yes, no bacon on this podcast episode today, but I do have quilty news. I have just actually been on Twitter. You know, I'm not a big tweeter. I'm just not that bright, and I get easily overwhelmed. And so sometimes I just have a hard time kind of following the trains of conversation. But Twitter is my friend when it comes to problem solving. And so I have finished my paper piecing, my geese. I finished the squares for each block. Each block is comprised of four squares, or each unit is comprised of four blocks. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, but then I needed to figure sort of the what order the colors needed to go into, what order to do the squares in each block, or the blocks in each unit, however we're going to talk about it. So I put pictures up on Twitter and got fast responses from Quilt and Jenny and Valerie, aka Scoot Quilt, and Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us. Yay! And that was really helpful. And Valerie caught a mistake I had made in a later presentation, and that was good too. I need all the help I can get. Yeah, so yay for Twitter. But anyway, it's very exciting to finish those pieces. And now I think I know what order, and I'm just waiting to get some feedback about how wide this people think the sashing should be. So Twitter for me is a very useful tool, if not a satisfying way for me to communicate at large. I think I need larger, I don't know, I think I need a different kind of brain than I have. I have a very easily overwhelmed brain. Well, so where did I go today? First, I went to Joanne's. See, I'm trying to save gas, so I'm really trying to streamline errands. So I want to go to Thimble Pleasures. I needed some Kona Red, Chinese Red. Although, here's part of my problem is, you know, it's like, I don't know who does Kona. Is it Kaufman? Is it a Robert Kaufman Kona? I think something like that. I could look it up. I'm sitting in the man's study. I'm not going to go look it up. But so anyway, that's actually in some way neither here nor there, except when it comes to searching for fabric online. But, you know, Thimble Pleasures has a big wall of Kona. And so I thought I'll go to Thimble Pleasures and get what I need. Also needed yards and yards of white fabric. I need to cut out these squares for the mosaic quilt and et cetera. And just I always need a lot of white fabric. And I also wanted to go, there's a nice yarn shop there, and I want to make my editor pair socks. I was going to do that for Christmas, and then the Christmas quilt, my applique quilt, the painted ladies quilt, kind of took over all my crafty time right before Christmas. So anyway, so Valentine's Day is coming, and so I went and bought some beautiful yarn at Yarn Etc. And on the way, I stopped at Joann's, although I am favoring Hancock's over Joann's in general. Didn't know, by the way, Hancock's carries Kona. But stopped at Joann's to buy some not great yarn, but Will's friend Gavin, I knitted him a hat last year, a very easy hat, and he asked if I would knit the same hat. It's got stripes, different colors, and I said sure. And it was great because the yarn was on sale and wasn't that expensive, so it's $5 worth of yarn. And then I went to Thimble Pleasures, and much to my displeasure, they did not have the Kona Chinese Red on their big Kona wall, their wall of Kona. And I have to say, you know, I love Thimble Pleasures, and I do my best. I try to support my local quilt shop as well as my local yarn shop. I try, you know, I do. And obviously, the Kona White would be very easy. It's snow. I know the shade of white would be very easy to purchase online. But I thought, no, I will go there. But I feel like I don't know, at least 50% of the time when I go to get Kona solids, they're out. I'm like, they need to do a better job of keeping up with the Kona. They are not keeping up with the Kona. And I don't know, I feel like emailing them and go, keep up with the Kona. I'm driving all the way from Durham. And yeah, okay, next time I'll call. Believe you me. I mean, I wanted to go to the yarn shop too. And so whatever. And I did. They did have the Kona snow. Amazing. I've been there times where they haven't had that. So anyway, keep up, local quilt shop owners, keep up with the Kona. You know, especially we're in a place that there's a fair number of, you know, it's a very active modern quilt guild. We need those solids in stock. So, a little disappointed that they did not have my Kona Chinese Red, which I didn't know at the time was called Chinese Red. I just brought the fabric with me to match it. Came back home and just was feeling very frustrated. I thought, I'll go up to Hancock's, you know, to heck with not spending all my gas money in one place. Also, to heck with not spending all my craft money. I've given myself a craft budget, which I think I may have to change. I'm trying to be frugal, as I've talked about. And groceries, I'm finding it hard. I've brought down my grocery bill. I'm going against my, you know, I went through all of last year's bills, credit card statements, etc. So I know what I spent last year on like groceries at Target, on Amazon, at Thimble Pleasures and Joann's and all that stuff. And I haven't spent a cent at Target. I've spent very little. I have not bought any books. I'm doing interlibrary loans. I am so good. The only stuff I got, the man, some birthday presents off of Amazon.com, and ordered like, what did I order? Something like a big order of dishwashing detergent or just something that was much cheaper online. Some things are not. You know, it's like if you're going to get Starbucks coffee, you might as well get it at the store when it's on sale. You know, I have the Amazon.com price. I think my mom in the past has done Starbucks at Amazon, but I'm not finding the price any better. So, but I got the dishwasher detergent, the little pellets we use, and I got a great deal on those. Anyway, but other than some birthday presents, which, you know, my family, they make me buy them. Other than those, I have my Amazon bill, very low. Target bill, non-existent. Gas, I've been very good with and really stretched my gas dollar. But the groceries are hard. It's just hard to get much lower. And, you know, if I could get my kids, like, just to eat oatmeal for breakfast instead of corn chex, or, you know, but there's at some point they don't eat a lot of junk. I mean, corn chex are fine, you know, but they really don't. So it's not like, well, I'm not getting the Doritos anymore. We didn't get the Doritos in the first place. So I am now thinking I want to keep I may not be able to cut the grocery bill as much as I've been hoping to, is all I'm saying. And the craft supplies, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I really am. I want to sew from my stash, but, you know, sometimes you need that Chinese Red. So I went to Hancock's and found out they do carry Kona. They did not have the Chinese Red. I thought I would try, and I had my red with me, the little bit of Chinese Red that I have. And this is where I'm trying to get I need fabric to do the binding on my Irish chain, my red and white Irish chain. And I was like, that was going to be my big weekend project. So I was totally bummed. Normally, if it weren't going to be my big weekend project, I would have waited. I would have bought it online, except I didn't really know what it was, what shade of red it was, or I would have waited until the Kona order came in at Thimble Pleasures. But I really was just had my fingers crossed that I could find the red I was looking for, or just a really close match. I bought the rich red, you know, a quarter yard, which is all I needed. And because it was fairly close until you walked outside. It was actually a very interesting project to see how different reds are. I mean, you kind of know that there are bluer reds and browner reds and yellower red and whatever. But man, and so the Chinese red is really, it's got a lot of brown in it. It's a real brick red. I thought maybe I could pull off the rich red, which is a very true red. But as soon as I walked outside with that quarter yard of fabric and compared it, I was like, no, these are not going to work. But it's okay, because you can always use a true red. Sooner or later, the true red will come in handy. I also got some more steamed seam, because, you know, at some point here, oh, someone's coming downstairs. All right, let me remind myself, we are going to talk about seam to steam, but I may have to switch rooms. All right, that was Will, and he came into the man's study. He wanted to watch college basketball, so now I'm coming to the front room, formerly known as the room that I didn't know what to call. Now I'm just calling it the front room. I believe we've discussed that. Anyway, so got the steam to seam, or steam a seam, whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about. Because I want it on hand. I have some ideas for applique. And for my own pattern, very squares, I think I've told you this, I tear out pictures from art magazines and have some landscape pictures, or really townscape pictures that are sort of abstract. Anyway, I've been thinking about what I need. I seriously need to take the Bernina in and get it serviced. And so my thought is after I finish the Circle of Geese quilt and after I finish Irish Chain, and the Irish Chain, of course, is almost all the way done, and the Circle of Geese will be quilted, but it's a very small piece. So I think, you know, I'm hoping within the week I can, you know, maybe next week, and we'll take the sewing machine in and I could just work on applique. And so anyway, so I got that and the Best Press. Mary Ellen's was on sale at a really good price. Like $6.99 a bottle. So yeah, I spent a lot of money on crafts today, but did not find my red. So came home, went online, and looked up Kona on Fat Quarter Shop. And then as soon as I saw Chinese red, I'm like, oh yeah, that's the red I'm using. So ordered some of that. And but it was fun. I haven't had a day in a long time where I've gone out to buy crafty stuff. And just before I started recording, I was getting caught up with Pam over at Hip to Be a Square and casting on for my editor socks, and am thrilled to know that Pam's come over to the dark side. Going to do a little yarn work, going to do a little knitting. I just have started listening. I actually listened to her most recent podcast, and now I'm going back to the one before. And so I don't know the full story of Pam's journey over to the dark side of the needle arts, but I'm excited, and I believe I'm a continental knitter. I don't throw the yarn, and or maybe I do throw the yarn, I can't remember, but anyway, I use both hands. I'm left-handed. It just makes sense to me to do it that way. So yay. It's like another knitter. And I was listening to Nisha, and she was, I'm telling you, Sandy, over Quilting for the Rest of Us, we are going to get you on our side. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. And you know, here's the thing. Sandy over Quilting for the Rest of Us, she's stubborn. She's stubborn, and she's resisting. And, you know, I think she wouldn't mind dyeing yarn because she's into the whole dyeing thing. I bet she'll get into, you know what? I bet Sandy will get into spinning yarn before she actually gets to knitting yarn. But, you know, Sandy, you're in a lot of meetings. I just think, man, knitting at meetings. I'll tell you what, knitting has got me through a lot of meetings. I am making really good progress, speaking of knitting, on my IDES. I think it's IDES. It's the name of my sweater that I'm knitting. In fact, I'm just about back to where I was 2 years ago when, for some reason, I don't know what reason, I stopped. It knits up pretty fast. It's pretty chunky wool. And, you know, it's great. It's been so cold. And the sweater, as it gets longer, it's draping on my lap and keeping me warm as I knit and we watch TV. We are watching our lineup for the week. We watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Modern Family, the new Michael J. Fox show, which may just be called the new Michael J. Fox show, which I fear is not getting a lot of love. And it's so funny. It's so good. And just not getting a lot of viewers. So go watch that, especially if you're a Nielsen family. And then Parenthood, which is the ridiculous soap opera that we just can't stop ourselves from watching. And yeah, so we have our kind of TV time, and I am waiting to get to The Wire. I'm watching that. Still have, I don't know, you've got to just make that commitment. You have to be raised, like, all right, Are we ready to jump into the wire and go, 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 and commit our TV lives to the wire for however long it takes? And I don't think we've gotten quite ready for that. So that is where I am. I'm trying to think if there's something else I want to tell you. No, just I'm moving along, you know, doing a lot. So knitting, I have two pairs of socks on the needles now. I mean, two different sets of socks, one sock each needle, but from two socks from different fathers, from different yarns, and my sweater, and then the quilting, yes. Moving along. I'm very happy and excited to finish the paper piecing. And in fact, so I just finished that up last night, and I was like, all right, I'm getting back on this pony. What have I forgotten? And with the sewing, I had not forgotten anything. But, you know, after you sew on a new piece and that you cut off the sort of the extra fabric, and I couldn't remember quite how to do that. And the first time I did it, I forgot you have to give it a quarter inch. Measure out a quarter inch of till for what you're going to cut. I don't know how to say that. If you paper piece, you know what I mean. If you don't, there's no way I could ever explain it. I lack that gift. But I forgot about the quarter inch allowance that I needed to give, and so I had to redo. But then I remember. I was like, oh, yeah. Now I remember. So that was good. But it is funny, you know, how you forget stuff, and then you're just looking for clues. Because, you know, as soon as it clicks in, you're good, and it's like you're back on the bike and you're riding, but until it clicks in, your brain's just scrambling. I'm like, oh, I should put in the Carol Doak CD that my mom gave me. I should go, you know, email Jay. There's all kinds of things that I could do. But it did come back pretty quickly. And now I've just got to think about how I'm going to quilt that quilt, because I think I could have the top together by tonight, depending how focused I can stay. I do need to. W-A-L-K, he's sitting right next to me. My little friend Travis. He's really like a cat. He's all curled up. He's cozy. He's cold. But believe me, if I asked him if he wanted to go on a W-A-L-K, he would be out the door. Loves it. Anyway, I think that is it for now. And I'm not quite ready to finish up. My hope is that I will post this on Monday, becoming a Monday girl, maybe, I don't know, and with lots of progress, although not a finish on the Irish chain, because Thimble Pleasures let me down with the Kona. Yeah, don't know what's going on there. All right, more soon or later. Quilt Diary, day 3, it's a Tuesday, late in January, perhaps the 28th, but I make no promises. Last Tuesday of January, and then on into February, and then into spring. Yay! It's supposed to snow today. It's supposed to start around noon. I suspect that the boys will get out of school early. It is the South. Snow terrifies us. They're talking about maybe up to 3 inches, which here is a lot, and it will shut things down for at least 24 hours, and maybe 2 months. We don't know. We may be shut in until spring. But my goal today is to design the quilting pattern for Circle of Geese. The top is pieced. It is basted. The quilt sandwich is ready. And now I just have to commit to the quilt, the quilting part of it. The fear is great, because here's where you're like, wow, am I going to ruin this really cute quilt? I could. That is the fear of the home machine quilter who's quilting for love. I'm quilting for love. I'm machine quilting for love. That's what I should call this podcast. Machine quilting for love. Anyway, I'm finishing up, because then I've got to go start over with the introduction. Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt, which I will do in a minute. Anyway, have a good week. Do your work. Make time to be creative. I assume you do. I hope you do. I know I do, although sometimes I don't think I make enough time to play, you know? So I certainly make time to work on my projects, but sometimes I think, oh, I should just sit down and draw and mess around and not have a goal in my creative work. And that's harder for me to do. So maybe I'll work on that. You work on your thing, and we will meet at a coffee house at the end of the world. I'll see you there. Bye.